Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. This is Your Money. I'm Michelle Martin. Asia Pacific shares are trading mixed this morning. Seoul is up more than 0.5%. Tokyo is in the green as well. But sellers have the upper hand in Sydney, where the ASX 200 is down nearly 0.5%. Investors are waiting for the release of inflation numbers from the US tonight. They're also assessing a host of corporate news. Joining me now as we break down all the market action. Good morning, Ryan Huang.
Morning, Michelle.
Now, while there's still more than 3 months left in the year, 2021 may well go down as the year of the merger. More than $2 trillion US dollars worth of deals have been done so far this year. This is a record pace, and we have three new acquisitions to report this morning. Two in the tech space, the third in media and entertainment. So let's start with one of the tech deals. Are you familiar with MailChimp, Ryan? Have you ever used it before?
We actually use it for Money FM for our newsletter. So if you haven't signed up, do sign up. So we have been using it for quite some time. In fact, in my marketing career, in previous jobs, this was a go-to software platform to easily reach your subscriber base.
Yeah, it is an email marketing service. And the whole, you know, selling point of it is it makes it easy to send out those e-newsletters or your email updates and really keep in touch with your tribe, right? Your audience. So how much do you think MailChimp is worth?
Wow, that's a good question, right? So if you ask Intuit, they are thinking $12 billion. So that is the deal they have pretty much put on the table to buy MailChimp for cash and stock. So this would actually be Intuit's biggest ever deal that they have made. So
I guess the question is, why would a financial software company like Intuit want to buy an email marketing platform?
Yeah, so if you look at what Intuit already has, it has accounting platform software like QuickBooks. So these are tools that small businesses use to kind of take stock of what they have. And in that sense, with the pandemic rebound, small businesses have been trying to digitalize and just jump on the recovery bandwagon. For Intuit, it's been trying to tap on this space. So if it's trying to reach small businesses, it makes sense in this case to have MailChimp, which can reach small businesses in terms of marketing software, where small businesses might be leveraging newsletters, for example, to reach their subscriber base. So that is a bit of a more holistic approach from Intuit to try to reach more segments of this space.
Intuit essentially seeing the same audience overlap here, consumer finance and front-facing as well. Next up on today's M&A list is an automotive tech company called Veoneer. It has a software unit that can be used in self-driving cars. The semiconductor company Qualcomm is making a bid for Veoneer. What's the latest on the deal?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting deal because we've all heard about how the automotive industry is being hurt by the chip shortage. And here you have a chip company making a bid for a car company. So it's making a bid for more than $4 billion, which beats the previous offer from Magna International. So this is for Veoneer. And this works out to around $37 a share. So you could possibly see Qualcomm's chips more in more cars in future. For example, chips with AI that can help the cars or even drivers make decisions. So that is pointing to a very, well, interesting future for the chip industry.
Veoneer shares rose as much as 4% overnight. Qualcomm's bid tops a previous offer by a manufacturing company, Magna. Now, for our third merger of the morning, let's turn to the entertainment space. So, I don't know if this is a guilty pleasure for Ryan Huang, but do you ever check out TMZ, the celebrity news platform?
Well, this is the website for almost all the celebrity leaks you've ever heard about. So, when you think about Paris Hilton, TMZ comes to mind.
So, you've checked it out?
I've heard of what's been on there. I haven't really gone to the website.
All right. Okay, so if you
what
go,
we have right
if
now,
you go to the TMZ site today, you'll see plenty of celebrity photos from the Met Gala over in New York, including one of Kim Kardashian West. She wore a mask that hid her entire face. Anyway, TMZ is owned by Warner Media, but not for much longer. So who's buying it, Ryan?
Yeah, so one familiar name, Fox Entertainment, is going to take TMZ under its stable from AT&T. So, of course, you might know Fox for it being owned by Rupert Murdoch, which also owns things like Fox Television, Fox News, The Simpsons, and so on and so forth. So all of that is going to be all under one stable. And if you look at what AT&T is trying to do, it seems like it's trying to kind of unwind itself from the media investments it's been making over the years to focus on its original core business of phone and internet services. So that seems to be a new strategic approach right now.
Yeah, if we take a step back for just a moment, there were more than $1 trillion of mergers and acquisitions in each of the last three quarters. That has never happened before. And while we don't have figures yet for the third quarter, it wouldn't surprise me if we hit that mark again. Even in Singapore, we're seeing some really high-profile mergers, including, of course, right here in SPH, which is spinning off its media business and selling the rest to Keppel. Ryan, what do you think of the M&A activity, and what do you think this means for markets?
Yeah, I think it's a case of acceleration due to a couple of factors. And a big factor, of course, is COVID-19. That has disrupted many business models and really forced many corporates to rethink their corporate strategy. You know, what's going to be the future? What do I need in future? And that means maybe buying a new company or selling parts of itself. And we've seen that happen with, for example, back home, Keppel has thought about pivoting away from rig building, which has been a core business for such a long time. But now they think the future is not there. It's going to be a greener business. That is pretty much the same approach from Sembcorp Marine. So that is something that Sembcorp Industries is also going into, the green future. And that is the case for many companies. And looking at what we have right now, the SPAC space, you've seen that really taking off. A lot of money trying to find mergers and acquisitions. So that is, I think, a reflection of how a lot of deal-making is still happening because there is so much liquidity. And also companies just trying to pivot around COVID-19.
Now, some analysts believe a burst in M&A activity signals a market's peak, and there's been a lot of talk recently about whether U.S. markets are ready for a major correction. We discussed this on the show yesterday. One analyst who is still bullish, though, is ARK Invest Kathy Wood. And one of the things that makes her position really interesting is this. Most market watchers are concerned about rising prices, but Woods has a different take. She thinks that prices are going to fall. So explain this to us, and which stocks does Kathy Woods think will benefit?
Yeah, the thing about talking about correction is when you talk about it long enough, it's going to happen. So it's just a matter of time. So what we have here is Kathy Wood thinking that she is going to see a drop in prices. It's what's called deflation, and that's going to be good news for her basket of innovation stocks. So essentially things like Tesla and crypto. So let me go into her theory here. So for example, you have, if technology advances in the space of DNA sequencing, healthcare costs will drop. So that's not going to be good news for maybe earnings of those in healthcare because your earnings drop in that sense. But maybe good for DNA sequencing companies or those related to it. And then you have battery pack technology. That's something she's quite bullish on. So if you go into how the EV space is taking off with the advance in batteries, that will mean the cost for these EV makers might go down. So that is why she's bullish on EV makers like Tesla. And AI as well is one of the big areas she's quite focused on because AI can bring down costs in terms of how much companies might pay for their productivity gains. So that is something she's quite bullish on, how prices might drop if technology advances. And she is quite bullish on, for example, Tesla. That is around 10% of her flagship fund investment or fund innovation ARK ETF. So she is forecasting Tesla to reach as much as $4,000 in the next 5 years. Right now, Tesla is just over $700. So that is the bet she's putting.
Wood has long been a fan of Tesla. It does make up the largest holding of the innovation ETF, ARK ETF. So maybe it's not a surprise that she's still bullish on the company. Tesla shares, by the way, are up 20% over the past 3 months. Now, investors will get a closer look at inflation data, the latest inflation data this evening when consumer prices are released. Ryan, what are markets expecting?
Okay, so we have been seeing indicators of how prices have been going up from the earnings season. Many companies have been pointing to rising raw material costs. rising manpower costs, and all that points to higher prices they have to pay. So we've seen some indicators of that happening already in previous inflation readings. So that is something that's coming out from China as well, with the factory gate numbers at 13-year highs. So when they produce something and someone else buys it, for example, the US, that means down the road, the consumer has to pay. So that would be something to watch out for. And I think a lot of market watchers are expecting the costs to be passed on to consumers in the latest reading. So that, if it happens, will reinforce the Fed's thinking that inflation, or rather may force the Fed to think that maybe inflation is going to be sustainable and sticking around. So it could move the timeline for tapering if we get a very strong number.
And there are concerns that the Fed could move up its timetable on tapering those bond purchases if inflation does indeed run hot. U.S. stocks edged higher overnight thanks to a burst of late afternoon buying. The Dow finished up 0.75% to break a five-session losing streak. The S&P 500 finished in positive territory as well. So I want to follow up on two big stories from yesterday. Apple versus Epic Games, that court case, and Citi Development's decision to sell its stake in China's Sincere Group for $1 US. And also to invest in that tech park in Shenzhen. Let's start with CDL. How have investors been reacting to the news?
Yeah, this was a very welcome news for investors. In fact, on the STI yesterday, it was the only counter in the green. So it rose as much as 6% on Monday, the biggest gain since November. So really welcome news. And it really reflects how investors think the overhang and exposure from what's happening in the China property space finally is, you know, done with. And there's no more surprises from at least Sincere. So that's something that seems to be lifting the mood when it comes to CDL's share price.
So if we turn now to Apple and Epic Games, a judge gave a mixed ruling. So Apple needs to open up its app store, but not as much as Epic Games would like. Analysts and investors are wondering how this ruling may affect other companies, particularly Google, which has its own app store as well. Ryan, what are you hearing?
Yeah, big question is what's next? And of course, Google has its own app store and also relationships with developers. And the question is whether there's going to be a risk for Google to face the type of restrictions that Apple is now facing in terms of having to allow developers more concessions when it comes to promoting their own payment methods and workarounds to Google's fees. So one analyst has kind of projected if Google has to cut its fees by half, it could mean Google could lose 4% of its gross profit in 2022. So it could be a dent to its earnings. There's also a bit of a, I guess, question here is how much of change they can make, because the relationships between Google and its developers are a bit more complex when it comes to the contract arrangements. So that is a big question mark as well. It's not as straightforward as what Apple has. So there is some uncertainty when it comes to what might happen to Google.
I want to turn to Singapore now. We are 19 minutes into the local trading day. The Straits Times Index fell 0.8% yesterday to 3074. How's the STI trading this morning, Ryan?
Okay, let's take a quick look at where we are on the STI. And yesterday's loss broke a two-day winning streak. And right now, it's back up again, up 0.2% at 3,081. And a snapshot of STI, mostly in the green, only four names in the red. And right at the bottom, we've got ThaiBev down 0.8%, followed by Jardine Matheson and Hong Kong Land. On the other end of the table, it's being led by Yangzhijiang Shipbuilding, up 1.3%. And also that name we've been talking about, CityDev, CDL, is up 1.3%, extending those gains from yesterday, now at $7.12. And Genting also coming back after the disappointment from investors around its bid in Yokohama for its IR. So that was out of the window, and now it's back up again, 0.7% higher at 78 cents.
All right, thanks very much. Coming up, we'll broaden that question. Are we in a deflationary environment? Markets expecting a pullback? All that answered in 35 minutes right here on Your Money.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.